Hi, everyone. I am so excited to be here today with senior at our East Greenwich High School, Lexi Scott. So welcome, Lexi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm so glad you're here. Thank you for joining us today to talk a little bit about yourself and your work with Special Olympics and Unified. So I thought you could start off by telling us a little bit about you.
Yeah, my name is Lexi. I'm a senior at East Greenwich High School. I moved to East Greenwich from Pawtucket in 2016, and when I was in seventh grade, when we first moved here, is when I really got involved with Best Buddies and Special Olympics. It's kind of been pretty much everything I do is centered around Special Olympics. So I started out on, my dad coached the Unified Basketball team, so that's how I really got involved. I was a partner on the Unified Basketball team for seventh and eighth grade, and then throughout high school, I've been on the Unified Volleyball team.
Yes.
And sophomore year, I got more involved on the state level.
Yes.
And then now I'm more on the national level for Special Olympics.
That's amazing. It really is. And we're so proud of you here in East Greenwich and the district. Amazing, amazing. And right before we got on, I was laughing with you about how I was so surprised you're a senior, because I remember you. It must have been around that time, you know, when you came into the district. Because that's around the time I came into the district. And so I love that you really have grown from that experience that you talk about in seventh grade. So, you know, what was it like starting off in, you mentioned Best Buddies and Unified, and what drew you to that work?
You know, I've always felt like our like school community needs to be more inclusive, and inclusion starts with one thing. It's people who want to start more inclusion. So I felt like if it was just like me and like five other friends who were like, you know what, let's go to the meeting after school, let's go to the Best Buddies meeting after school. And then ever since then, like, I've seen like such a shift at not only Cole but also the high school, just more inclusion and people being respectful to everyone regardless of if they have a disability or not, which is awesome.
It sure is, right? That is awesome. I love that. And so now you spoke a little bit about representing on a national level. So could you talk a little bit about how that came to be and what that's all about?
Yeah. So like I said, I started with Unified Sports in middle school. And really, it started out as something where I was like, oh, like, I'll be on the team. Like, my dad's a coach. Like, it seems like something fun. And then I really grew to love it starting in eighth grade and then just continuing throughout high school. And we were reached out to by Jerry Walter at Special Olympics Rhode Island.
Yes.
Me and like three other people my sophomore year. And she was like, we have this thing called Youth Activation Committee up in Smithfield. Like, kids, athletes, and partners from every school in Rhode Island, we all get together and meet, and we talk about practicing inclusion and fundraising and all this really fun stuff. Like, I think you guys would be a really good fit for it. So, and that was so much fun. Like, I got to meet new people from all other schools and see what they do at their schools.
Yeah.
Then my friend Joe has autism, and he's taught me numerous things about, you know, how to be a better partner, how to be a better friend, how to be a better just person in general. So when we had the opportunity to apply to be a U.S. Youth Ambassador, we both took that and ran with it. We were so excited that we were able to not only practice what we've been practicing in Rhode Island, but also spread it to people all over the place. So it's been like crazy, like 5 months, but it's been absolutely amazing. I wouldn't change it for the world.
I love that. I love that. And so I love how you mentioned Joe, and I'd love to have him on as well at some point. And so let's talk a little bit about that, those life lessons, right? I love that. So what kinds of things, you know, in your friendship do you feel like he taught you? You know, like what was really or is really important that you can take away from that experience?
Honestly, one thing I've learned from him is that just because he and other people with intellectual disabilities were born different, mm-hmm. we're all the same. Like, we want to be treated the same. And that's like one thing that we really work on, not even with Unified, but just with our whole school, like just making sure that everyone feels included. Like, mm-hmm. I every time I've talked to not only just my parents, but people at school, like they all know of like what they call the classroom down the hallway that you don't see anyone go into, you don't see anyone come out of. And just, it's not only the people, not only the kids who come out to classes and in the cafeteria every day, it's about everyone. Like, yeah. There's some kids that will go in and they'll come out for lunch and that's it, which is really upsetting, but it's just, we're all the same and we all need to be treated equally. So yeah. Just inclusion for everyone is just something that really he's taught me just is so important.
It sure is, right? And, you know, we're working very hard at, especially at the high school with that, you know, we're working on our co-teaching and to your point, you know, making sure that there isn't just this classroom down the hall, right? That's, yeah. It's really super important that mm-hmm. we're all, you know, visible and we all have an important part to play in our school community. And absolutely included meaningfully and supporting each other. So I love that part. And when you think about, you know, being, and I also, when I think about Unified and I think about East Greenwich, I think about Cole Middle School becoming, you know, with the banner and the Unified Champion School, yeah. You know, remember it, with Hasbro and all of that. What,
oh, yeah.
Remember that day? That was just an incredible day. And so all of the pieces seem to really come together in terms of everything that Cole was celebrating that day. And so, you know, what did that get you to feel about inclusion and inclusive practice? You know, you've grown a lot, right, from that experience. But, you know, looking back on that, because that's still, I still think about that day.
Mm-hmm. I mean, looking back on that day, like I was a freshman when I went down for the banner celebration,
yes.
At Cole, and just seeing how much more it's changed at Cole, because I remember when I first started, like, people were inclusive, but now it's constantly growing. People's love for Unified and Special Olympics and inclusion, it's constantly growing. And like, even kids in my grade who I've gone up to the high school with, just the amount of like respect and like just a respect that has grown for inclusion and everything. Like,
yeah.
It's just amazing to see how much of an impact it has on people.
Yeah, it absolutely does. I mean, it's life changing, right? I mean, this is what matters really are the relationships that you build in your lifetime and in school. School is such a huge part of your life as you, you know, think through it. And so there are these such important lessons that we learn, you know, putting yeah. ourselves in these positions. And so, you know, when you go out of Rhode Island and when you're at other, I think you've been to one or two special conferences, right? Can you talk a little bit about what that's like sharing the experience of your school community?
Honestly, last summer we went to DC. Well, it was like our first like onboarding training. It was just so nice to be not only surrounded by people who share the same viewpoints, but just people who practice exactly what we practice. And like, Joe and I learned so much from just those 3 days that we were down there about, you know, what do people in Kansas do, or what do people in California do? Like, we just learned about so many new things that we can take back to our community here in Rhode Island. It was just so eye-opening and just amazing to see how other things work in different parts of the country.
Of course. And, you know, I'm sure that you shared different practices and things. What was mm-hmm. something that you did share that you were really proud of that we do here, or that Unified does here?
Honestly, I just talked about how, like I said before, like the growth that I've seen from middle school to high school, like it's just amazing. Even walking through the hallways, you can just see it's regardless of whether or not they have a person has a disability or not. It's just inclusion and respect and for yeah. everyone. And it's not only about like Unified basketball,
that's
Unified
right.
volleyball, or like the Unified camps that we've done. It's about like everything, like the friendships, the connections. Like, it's just amazing.
I love that. I mean, it's really the philosophy, right? It's a whole mm-hmm. mindset of inclusive practice. And so mm-hmm. tell me a little bit about the Unified camps. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yes. Yeah, so over the summer, there was a camp that was run. Joe actually did it for a senior project, but he helped with our volleyball coach where it was elementary school kids in the yes. morning and middle yep. school and high school kids in the afternoon. And then and the newest addition to our school this year is a sensory path that we used a lot during Unified Volleyball. So that's what the main focus of the camp was, where it's like, it takes about like 15, 20 minutes to do. And honestly, I work up a sweat doing it. It's like, it's intense. But it's a lot of fun where like you partner up and you just have like 20 minutes just to go off and just like de-stress and just have fun. It's a lot of fun.
We all need that, right? We all need that. That's pretty cool. I remember, you know, hearing about that and seeing that work, and it's really amazing. And I love the idea of the unified, you know, camp and having those experiences and opening it up to other, you know, students in our community who benefit from that. And we all benefit from being included and being unified in that fashion. And I love that, you know, and I also really appreciate the unified club at the high school. You know, I know that you have that and you're working through that. What are some other goals, you know, as you're now, you're like kind of in the home stretch of your senior year. What are some other goals that you would like to see for inclusion and unified and, you know, as you leave the school community?
I just hope that, I know we have a very strong junior, sophomore, and freshman class below me. I just hope that like our work carries through for years to come. Like, we've done like unified pep rallies where like the entire senior class came down and watched us play volleyball.
Yes.
Just like whole school coming together is just what I really hope is something that stays and people remember like all the things that Unified has done at their school.
Yeah. Yeah. That's such a great point too. When everyone in the school comes together for those big events. Right. And the other part that I really love that you mentioned is that it's not so much just about that it's part of what we do and how we treat each other and how we build that community, regardless of unified sports. It gives us the opportunity to do that with a basis of that idea and grow from there. And I love that, you know, you mentioned that. So, you know, when you think about, advice or, you know, pointers you might give families or students who would like to get involved in, you know, participating in unified activities or, you know, what kind of things might you mention to them about that?
I think honestly, like my biggest piece of advice, like going forward is like, get involved as much as you can. Cause like, honestly, Unified has, before I was involved when I was an underclassman, but my junior and senior year, like when my involvement grew, like it truly like changed my life. It was like changed my life for like the best. It's like the best thing that's ever happened to me because I've met so many new people. I've made so many new like long lasting connections that I know are going to last like throughout the rest of high school and college. It's just a great way to be involved. Like it's not, like I said before, it's not just about the sports or anything. Like me and two of my friends, we sit with two students with Down syndrome almost every single day at lunch. Cause it's just, it's not because I'm on the unified team or because I work with Special Olympics. It's just like awesome. And they're like the nicest people ever. And
they're your friends, right?
They are. Yeah. It's amazing people, amazing friends.
That is absolutely cool. And, you know, I think that makes a huge difference in everyone's life. You know, when you can look back and think about things that made a huge difference that shaped you, you know, your school community shapes you. And so it's really wonderful to be a part of something bigger than yourself. And I love, you know, having those friends at lunch and including everyone in those kinds of things. So I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit about just asking you about, can you think of a special memory from your experience in Special Olympics or something that made you feel really like, wow, this is something I want to continue to do?
I can probably think of two that are like tied for first.
Really?
This year, I know, yeah. This year, Unified Volleyball, we won a state championship. And it was
amazing.
So awesome. the last like 2 weeks leading up to the state championship, we were all on our A games. Like we knew what we wanted and we knew how we could achieve it, and just working together. And even just that day was just amazing. Everyone was so excited. And then when the second one is definitely when I found out that Joe and I were chosen to be youth ambassadors, because I knew that Joe and I are going to be able to represent what we do on a national level and just show everyone how important Special Olympics and inclusion and Unified is to us. Just being able to tell our story to people is, I don't even have word for it. It's just amazing.
And it is.
If our story makes an impact on someone else's life, it's like the number one goal for us.
I love that. I love that. And those are such special memories, right? I mean, those are things you take with you forever, and that friendship and those experiences. And so what are your plans for the fall? What are you up to, Lexi?
So I'm staying in New England for college. I'm looking at like Hampshire and Maine kind of area. And I want to major in like health science or exercise. I want to look into occupational therapy.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. Wow. So maybe you will find your way back to special education, right? And working with individuals with disabilities. I love that. I love that. That's so awesome. So, you know, I really appreciate you being here on this podcast. And I know that those listening are certainly going to listen to your story and your experiences and get a whole lot out of that. And again, you know, I'm sure that I speak for the whole school community in saying how proud we are of you, your work, your friends, the whole Unified community, or, you know, just the work that's been going on. And it really starts with you. And we're so appreciative. So thank you, Lexi, so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.